Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. What's the one thing every believer can and should do today? For that matter, it's something we should do every day, regardless of where we work, eat, or live. It's something everyone can do, whether they have a degree from a Bible college, Christian university. You know, you can do it. Whether you have a secular university or college degree or even a high school GED or maybe you're a dropout, everybody can do that. Is it preaching, leading worship, witnessing on the street corner, or in a foreign village? While those callings are wonderful, it's not what we're talking about. As I said earlier, it's something that every Christian can, should, and ought to do.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11 in the New International Version. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Our spirits were stirred as we read the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It says, build up hope so you'll all be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this, just keep on doing it.
As I was reading this verse, immediately and specifically, my attention was drawn out to that phrase, no one left out, no one left behind. It's clear that many who want to prosper or have the promises of God fulfilled have the wrong focus. Instead of keeping their eyes on Him and those He wants to bless and prosper, they focus on themselves and their own needs. Remember Ephesians 6:8, whatever good thing you cause to happen to someone else, God will do for you. Hallelujah. That's why I get fired up when I read verses like Hebrews 3:13.
Hebrews 3, verse 13 in the New International Version says, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Sorry, it just stirred in me. Let me say again what Bev just read. The Word of God is saying, encourage one another daily. When we encourage others, the scripture says in Hebrews 13, we do it so that none of you will become hardened against God, being blinded by the glamour of sin. In encouraging others, we should encourage them to maximize their potential.
Deuteronomy 1, verse 38 in the New International Version. But your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him because he will lead Israel to inherit it. Even great leaders have to be reminded to encourage and build up the people who work with them. Deuteronomy 3, verse 28 in the New International Version says, but commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see.
Pastor Joel Osteen said, encouragement to others is something everyone can give. Somebody needs what you have to give. It may not be your money. It may be your time. It may be your listening ear. It may be your arms to encourage. It may be your smile to uplift. Who knows? That's a fabulous quote. When we give encouragement, money, time, a listening ear, a smile, we're spreading the love of God and positioning ourselves for His blessings to flow. See, we're to love other people as God first loved us.
Mark 12, verse 31, in the King James Version says, "A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another."
God loves us, whether we have bad breath or not. God loves us, whether we're rich or poor. God loves us, whether we're skinny or fat, ugly or beautiful, a college graduate or a grammar school dropout. God loves you, whether you're Republican or Democrat, a liberal or a conservative. I do have a personal opinion on who he loves best. I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not, but I'm not going there. God loves you whether you're single, divorced, married, or remarried three times. God loves you even when you mess up. But he does not want you to get him. But if you mess up, he wants you to get up, repent, confess, and move on. God's love is unconditional. Not only does God love you, but he expects you to love others just as he loves you. God does not pick and choose whom he loves by any criteria or list of faults that he is overlooking. God loves everybody, and he expects the same of us.
Romans 13, verse 8. "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law."
One thing we need to know: God loves everybody, regardless. However, he does reward people based on their faith in his principles, in obedience to his instructions. If someone else knows how to put God's principles to work more than you, they will undoubtedly reap more benefits than you. But you can change that with a better understanding and application of the word. God loves you even when no one else is around.
John 16, verse 27, in the New Century Version says, "The Father himself loves you. He loved you because you loved me and believed that I came from God." God loves you no matter where you are. Because you love him and gave your life to him, it's just really that simple. Psalm 59, verse 10 in the New Century Version says, "My God loves me and he goes in front of me. He will help me defeat my enemies."
When God loves you and you love others, he will never leave you. Loving others as God would love them is a major encouragement to everybody on planet Earth. As believers, we must sow love and encouragement every day. You and I must plant seeds of love, encouragement, before we'll ever reap a harvest. People say they have nothing to sow, but the scripture disputes that notion.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Now he who provides seed for the sower and bread for food will provide and multiply your seed for sowing, that is, your resources, and increase the harvest of your righteousness, which shows itself in active goodness, kindness, and love."
Here's the deal. If you're a sower, he'll give you seed. You're not, he won't. Everybody, regardless of their current economic conditions, or your bank and investment accounts are overflowing, or you're so broke you can't pick up all the pieces. Everybody, and that includes you, can sow love and encouragement. When we don't sow encouragement and love, we're stealing from ourselves. We're blocking our blessing flow. a little further. If you don't open the door, you'll never enter the new house. If you don't put the key in the ignition, you'll never start the new car. If you don't get to work on time, you'll never get your promotion. If you don't practice your musical instrument, you'll never become an accomplished performer. If you don't tell somebody you love them, you'll never know the blessing of love reciprocated. If you don't prove yourself as a faithful employee, you'll never get a raise. If you don't study the textbook and take good notes, you'll never be a great student or get good grades. If you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll never obtain eternal life. If you don't show faith in his promises, you'll never receive the benefit of his blessings. If you don't tithe and give offerings, the windows of heaven will never be open over you. If you don't encourage others, you'll never be encouraged. The Bible is a book of absolutes. The promises and principles of God are not conditional. They're not based on circumstances and situations. Their condition is based on your faithfulness to God. And the word is full of absolutes. For instance, if you sow, you'll reap. However, conversely, if you don't sow, you won't reap. And what you sow, that's what you reap. Everybody can sow encouragement and love. So it's time to make it happen, starting today. One more quote by Pastor Joel Osteen. He said, if we're going to bring out the best in people, we too need to sow seeds of encouragement. What you sow is what you reap. As we said at the top of the call, we're to encourage one another daily. Make it your business to just pick one person and send them an email or give them a call or text them and say, you know, God loves you and this is going to be an amazing week for you. So when you sow encouragement and love, you're unlocking God's blessing flow into your life. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHearing.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed, by the teaching, up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.